Obviously, was Parshas Tazria. A lot to talk about. Obviously, the theme of the parsha was Negoyim, which we don't exactly have today. It's not leprosy. It is not at all medically what it is found in the Chumash. So it's clearly not the same thing. But the idea of Negoyim is still very true. The idea of Negoyim is that a person does. It gets funny because you look at the Gemara in Erechin. There's a whole list of averis a person gets saras for. Most people think it's only lashon hara. The Gemara has a whole list of about 6 or 7 averis that a person can do to get saras. But we all know it's about lashon hara. And obviously the theme is of it's all about our focus. It's all about what we think about. The famous var from the Chedushim, the word nega and the word oneg is only an ayin off, where you put the focus. But there's a Maridik of Medrash in Parashat Shmois, which is it's very scary when I came across it. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, when he meets up with Dasan Vaviram, and Dasan Vaviram, he says to them, Rasha, Lama Sakir Riecha. So they say back to him, are you going to kill us like you killed that other person? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ochei noida hadover, now I know what's going on. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Ochei noida hadover? So the Medrash writes, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, you know, it always bothered me. Why are the Jewish people here in Mitzrayim? What did they do? What did they do so bad? That's something I think we ask ourselves all the time. Like, why are we always picked upon? There's so many nations out there in the world. Why are we the one that everyone picks on? Why are we the ones that have all these things happen to us? So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash writes, Moshe Rabbeinu said, because of Lashon Hara. Because of Lashon Hara, Klal Yisrael was not ro'ui li'goyel. That's the Lashon of the Medrash. It's an amazing Medrash. Klal Yisrael wasn't deserving to be God. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, now I get why they're in Mitzrayim. Because they have Lashon Hara. They tattle on each other. They don't speak nice about each other. So I think you see from the Medrash that not only is Lashon Hara a dangerous Aveira, but it's an Aveira that holds up the Geula. And if you think about it, Maisa Klal Yisrael is amazing. People are giving money. People are doing. We have organizations for organizations. It's an amazing thing. We have Gemachs for Gemachs. So why is the Geula not here? What am I missing? You ever think about it? I mean, Klal Yisrael is an amazing, amazing group of people. Agudas Yisrael raised, I think, about $12 million for the Jews in Ukraine in like a week. Fox News, who goes throughout the entire world, raised $6 million in half the time. And double the time. So we're a very giving people. So why is Mashiach not here? Well, what are we missing?
Maybe we can give more.
Maybe we could. From what I'm hearing from people, people are giving a lot of money. Klal Yisrael is giving a lot of money to each other. So I think this is a pshat. I think Lamaisa, we give, and then after we give, we bash the guy behind his back. We bash the organization behind the back, and we give them the money. We give them the money. And then we go home and we say, you know, that guy should have been running the government institution this way, like I'm saying. So we're doing the chesed, but we didn't fix the problem. So the Medrash says that the reason why Geula can't come is because we have Lashon Hara. It doesn't say because we're not nice to each other. We're nice. We give tzedakah, we do chesed, we have gemachs. But I think this nekuda is something that we still need to work on. We're very quick to slander and to bash and to knock and to dig at each other. So maybe that's what's something we need to work on for this upcoming season of Geula, is this nekuda of Lashon Hara. I think it's badik. I think it's tested. Because look, Klal Yisrael is so giving. It's amazing. You hear Nebuch tragedy, everyone outpours with money, and everyone gives time, and you have, there's so many organizations out there that are doing such amazing work for Klal Yisrael. It's beyond common, you can't be massive what we have today in Klal Yisrael. You name a problem, there's an organization that's ready to help you. So why is Mashiach not here? It's a pella. What are we missing? I think it's this Nekuda, yeah. We'll go to the organization for their help, and we'll say thank you very much, and a week later we'll bash them. And a week later we'll send out a message, a tweet, or whatever it is. They should have done it this way. You know, if I was running the organization, I would have done it this way. I think if we can fix that problem, I think we'll be much closer to the Geula. Okay, in any case, that's a Hakdamah to Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. Fine. What I want to talk about for the next 2 weeks is really a topic that's a massive sugya. It's a massive sugya in Lomdus, and it's a massive sugya in Halacha. We're not going to touch so much upon the Halacha part of it, but in the Lomdus, it needs a lot of discussion. This is the old controversy about Mishimatzah. Mishimatzah is a topic that started out in the mid to late 19th century, and it's been a topic, still a big ongoing debate, especially now with the prices for hand matzah. It's almost a no-brainer to go with Mishimatzahs if you could. So the question is, what's the Lomdus? We'll start with the Lomdus behind the concept of different types of matzahs versus hand versus machine, and then maybe next week we'll touch upon some of the major points of disagreements from the Gedolei HaChareinim of the 19th century. But before we can even get into that conversation, the problem is, when people have this conversation about machine and hand matzah, they start at the wrong point. They start like 250 years too late. We gotta go back a little bit. Go back to the sugya, go back to the Rishonim. We gotta understand what the whole big hoopla is, the whole issue, the whole controversy. It really has to do with the mitzvah of understanding the mitzvah of baking matzahs in the first place. So let's start from the beginning.
Is there a mitzvah to
that's part of the conversation. you know, you hear people talk about machine matzahs like as if they know what they're talking about. Again, I'm not getting into today. We're not talking today, and we probably will never even get, maybe next week. We shouldn't say never. We're not talking today for sure about the chametz issue of machine matzahs. Today we're talking about the lumdus of baking matzahs. Period. We'll leave it at that. So let's see. Let's start from the beginning. So there's a Mishnah in Psachim. There's a Mishnah in Psachim. Mishnah Psachim writes like this. Number one. Says the Mishnah, Hatoy Doisu Rekiki Nazir. Let's say a person wants to use, right? We know from Karbonis that every carbon toido had a bunch of different breads in it. And some of the breads were matzah, legitimate matzahs, regular kosher, non-chimutzdika matzahs. So the question is, can a fellow use those for his matzah Lel Pesach? Says the Mishnah, Chalois Hatoyda Rekiki Nazir, also these loaves of bread that a Nazir would bring that were also made from 100% legitimate matzah. Says the Mishnah, Asan La'atzmon, if he made these to use for himself, let's say a guy was planning on bringing a carbon toida, right? He just traveled, and now he wants to bring a carbon toida. He wants to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he decided to bake all the bread that he needs, some of it's matzah, some of it's chametz. And then he decided, you know what, I have leftovers, let me use it for the Seder. So the Mishnah says, depends. If he made it La'atzmon, if he made it for himself to use, so then Ein Yoytze Bahem. He's not Yoytze the mitzvah of matzah with these types of matzahs. Mishnah doesn't say what? Doesn't pashtus? Yes, but we'll get into it. Yeah, the pashtus is the whole big hoopla controversy of mishim matzah is only negated to what we call matzah shel mitzvah, the matzah that you want to eat at the seder. But there's still not that itself is also not so simple. We'll get to it hopefully more today. Says the Mishnah, "Asolni mocher b'shuk." But let's say you sold them to sell them. Let's say you baked them to sell. Let's say, for example, you decided you're going to do a little business, right? You're going to sell the matzahs to the people. Right, you're a baker, so you bake a whole bunch of matzahs with the intention of maybe there'll be a guy who needs it for the toida, maybe there'll be a nazir, and then you realize, you know, I have some left over for Pesach. So the Mishnah says it depends. If you baked it to use for yourself, you can't use it for the Seder. If you baked it to sell it, then you could. Okay, not so negayah for us right now what the difference is. But what's negayah to us is why can't I use matzahs that were baked for a toida, for a Leil Seder? What's wrong with them? Again, the matzahs have to be 100% no chametz. 100% chametz free. The same rules you have for baking matzahs, you have for baking lachmei toida and rekike nazir. So why can't I use it for the night of Pesach? What's wrong with it? What's it missing? So the Gemara asks this question in number two. It says the Gemara, chalos toida rekike nazir minani mili. How do you know that it's no good? I would have thought the Gemara's cash is more like, not minani mili, more like, why is it no good? Minani mili sounds like you have a premise and you want to know where you're in the premise from. We don't even have a premise, we don't even have a starting point over here. We have a strange halacha which doesn't seem to make any sense to us. But the Gemara asks, not immediately, how do you know that you can't use it? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba do Amakra, we quote a famous pasuk. Ushmartem es ha-matzos. Famous pasuk, Chumash says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. You have to guard the matzos. Says the Gemara, Matzah ha-mishtameris l'shem matzah. The matzah has to be guarded for the sake of matzah. Yotzez azu, this excludes this case, She'ein ha-mishtameris l'shem matzah. Was not watched. So this is a whole new drasha on our hands over here. More quotes of drasha. It says in the Chumash, "Shmartem es ha-matzos." What's Pashup Shah in the Pasuk? "Shmartem es ha-matzos." It means to guard the matzos from what? From chametz. Now that's Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, what do I learn from this Pasuk? I learn from this Pasuk it has to be "Shmartem l'shem matzah," and not "l'shem zevach." Meaning, when this guy was watching the bread in his oven in his backyard, what was he thinking? He was thinking to himself, I want to make sure that this is what? That this is going to be acceptable and usable for, not for Pesach. He wasn't thinking about Pesach. He was thinking he was going to a hotel for Pesach. He wasn't thinking about matzahs for Pesach. He was thinking about, I'm baking matzahs for my lachmei toida. Grada, then he decided, you know, once I have the extra matzah, you know, let me stay home already. Right? I'll stay home for Pesach and use the leftover matzah. Says the Gemara,
if he has no kavanas, like he has money just to sell it.
Right, well, so that's, we'll see, we'll get to that. That's machloikis. That's going to be a machloikis rishonim, we'll get to hopefully. Right, we'll talk about that. As machloikis, the Mishnah Berurah sets it up as a machloikis rishonim. Let's say he had no intention. Absent minded. Like most people. Absent minded. Right. We'll get to it. We'll see. The Be'er Halacha brings out a machloikis rishonim from that case.
I thought it was like a
carbon. Oh, this is what I get to. What's going on over here? What's this all about over here? No.
So
for lachmei toida, stam das is good. For Pesach, you need extra das. That's what sounds like from the Gemara, right?
Right.
Klai. So it seems like just a negative or no das is no good either.
That's right. So we'll see. The Be'er Halacha is going to bring that out.
What's the das?
What's
the das for the korban?
Nothing. So you don't need any das when you bake. When you bake the lachme toido, all you have to be thinking is nothing. I have to make sure that it's not chametz. No major kavanos. But says the Gemara, when you bake matzah, you need to be thinking what? You need matzah hamishtameres l'shema. Those are the words of the Gemara. Now, what do these words mean? What does this mean in English? Right, you ever go to the matzah bakery and the Russian women scream l'shema matzah mitzvah? I would love to know what they're thinking, because after I learned the sugya, I still don't know what to think when I bake matzahs. Right? What's going on over here? The Gemara says you have to have matzah hamishtameres l'shema matzah.
That just means that you have to watch this as well. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Oh, very good.
It's not saying anything about kavanah.
Oh, so this is the kicker. How do we learn this Gemara? You have to be very careful over here. The Gemara says you need matzah that's mishtameres l'shem matzah, as opposed to matzah that's mishtameres l'shem zevach. So what does that mean practically? It means when I'm baking the dough, when I'm kneading the dough, I'm thinking what? I'm thinking that this is what? That this matzah is going to be used at the Seder? Or that I'm just watching it from coming chametz so I can use it at the Seder? Which one? So if you take a look in Rashi number 3, Rashi seems to be very clear. So Rashi, kol shimra sha'ata mishamra, all the watching that you're going to watch it, shalai hichmet, that it shouldn't turn into chametz, his chav in l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. So how l'chay is Rashi learning? L'chay Rashi is learning in Kipshuta. It says in the pasuk, watch the matzah. What do you mean to stare at the matzah? Watch the matzah means watch it, that it shouldn't become chametz.
So then it should be the same task for the Todah.
Oh, but what's the Chiddush Akra? What's the deeper understanding of the pasuk according to Rashi? Is that it's not enough just to watch it so it shouldn't become chametz. I have to know why I'm watching it that it shouldn't become chametz. I have to know to myself that I'm watching it that this matzah shouldn't turn chametz, so I can use it. Look at the lashon of Rashi. L'shem matzah shel mitzvah. That means for the Lel Starim, for the Seder.
Do we have anywhere else that you have to have kavana?
Great. So we're going to get to that's today's show is all about.
So Rashi's combining Shmira.
So Rashi's L'chayra is combining the Shmira of the Chametz with the Lishma of the Matzah. Rashi seems to be learning that what you do over here is that when you can't take the Pasuk out of its simple context. Simple context is, Ushmartim means to watch it doesn't become Chametz. But Rashi somehow understood from the Gemara that there's a deeper level over here. It's not just make sure it doesn't become chametz, because I make sure my lachmei toida also doesn't become chametz. It's make sure it doesn't become chametz with an additional cheshbin that I can use it for the Lel Seder. That's the way Rashi thinks.
What about the rest of Pesach?
You don't need. You don't need to look for the rest of Pesach. We'll talk about it. Pashas, you don't need.
It's beyond. It's on steroids.
I'm going to get to that in a second. Exactly. That's what we're going to talk about. There's different levels of lishma.
But the mitzvah is to eat it.
Oh, good. That's the problem. The problem is if you assume baking matzahs are not a mitzvah, which the pashtus is they're not, so what type of, what's this all about then? Okay, let's get to all this.
The lachmei todi said there's no specific intention required, but you definitely have to make sure that
it's not chametz. 100%.
You also have to...
Right. No, you don't have to do it lishma.
That's the
lishma that you need for chametz, according to this Rashi, is that I know that I'm watching, I have to be watching it, that doesn't turn chametz, but for a reason. Not just so it shouldn't become chametz. So it shouldn't become chametz, and I can use it, l'shem matzah shel mitzvah.
It's more like a hechshimus steroids.
Yeah, we'll have to get to it. We're going to get to all this. Now, gradually, this is not our topic. There is it's worth noting, this is morning, halacha l'maisa. There is a big deal in the achronim, if this din is a din d'orais or a din d'rabbanan. The whole lishma, everyone that makes such a big hack about lishma, there is.
It's you learn by Rashi, it's deraisa.
Not clear. You don't see from Rashi it's deraisa.
He's saying it's
the Gemara quoted a pasuk, but the Bach writes that it's in the Rabban.
Rashi seems to be saying not like what you said that you have to have it l'shem. He's saying kol shmira. He's saying a fact. If you shomer it, it's his chavin. It's as if
no. He's saying this is what you have to be thinking.
What?
You need to be mechavin.
His chavin is it is.
No. Means you have to be mechavin. He tells you how to read the Gemara. No, he's saying this is what you're supposed to be thinking. You're supposed to be mechavin the Shem Matzah. So there's a pre-chadosh that disagrees with the Bach. The pre-chadosh holds that this whole din is only the Rabbanan. So why is this negeya halacha l'maisa? Because let's say, for example, there is an interesting comment in the Berlach. If anyone's ever baked matzah in Eretz Yisrael before, and some of the chaburas, if let's say, for example, they have a 13-year-old boy who wants to come bake matzahs and he doesn't have facial hair, so they they check him to see if he has shtei cyrus. I wouldn't do that in America because you'll end up in jail. But in Eretz Yisrael, you can do these things. So they tack a check. Why do they tack a check? Because the Berhalacha is machriya, that since it's a machlokes ha-poiskim, if it's a derais, the rabbanon, if it's a derabbanon, so you can be saimach and a chazaka derabah, you can assume a 13-year-old boy happens to have shtei saris without checking. But if it's a din derais, so we can assume that. So din derais, you have to check. So the Berhalacha taka is machriya, the Berhalacha is machriya, that you should not take a boy who's 13 with no saris, you gotta check. So a guy was telling me, he was taka there in Eretz Yisrael, and one of these chaburas, and they took the guy in the back room to check to see if he had shtei saris. Okay, he might want to get a lawyer, but in any case, that's what the Be'alacha writes. Right.
That's my
time. That's more complicated. But the truth is, I'd rather think it's negated to another Nakuda. We're going to hopefully at some point talk about the, obviously the big tumult about can use Mishi Matzah for the Seder. So the major Nakuda is it Lashma or is it not Lashma? Can machine give Lashma? Whatever the details we'll get
to.
Whoever
pushes the...
Yeah, that's what we're going to get to. So my question is, why don't we just say Savak Jarabon Lakula? The whole din is only a derabbanan. The whole din lishma is only a derabbanan according to the Bach. So if the whole thing is only a derabbanan, why don't we apply the rule of derabbanan lekula? Say it should be good. So the simple answer is because Mr. Brewer already ruined it for us, because he already told us you have to be machmer. So he assumes it's a derais. But the Bach seems to write very clearly that this whole din lishma, this whole discussion is only din derabbanan. But okay, not something to get for us today for a long time. So we are. I'm not going to say not, but the question just is you know, for someone who this year they're talking about maybe, let's say for example, the Jews in Ukraine are going to have a hard time getting ham matzah. I think Jews in America have a hard time getting ham matzah. It's $38-$40 a pound. Right? The question is if it's a viable option to use machine. So maybe people should use machine. I mean, that's a shot. Is it better for a guy to take kimcha the pischa so he should use hand or just to use his own money and buy machine? These are legitimate questions, which we're not going to get to today at all, but. These are legitimate questions.
Biden price hike.
That's right. That's what we can blame for our matzah prices. It's Klai Yisrael's price hike. We did it ourselves. But in any case, so that's something to keep in mind, just in the back of your head, when we're going through this whole sugyo, is this the din derais or is it the din derabanan? Because again, Pashup Shan on the Pasuk, who shmart him as a matzah, is very simple. What's the Pashup Shan on the Pasuk? Make sure it doesn't become chametz. Now, there's only one problem with that, which we'll see hopefully from the Brisker Rav. Isn't that Pashup?
Yeah.
I need the Torah to tell you that. The Torah has to remind you. Isn't that what chametz by definition is? A matzah is. Make sure it's not chametz. I need the Torah to remind me. Oh, by the way, be careful when you bake bread. Make sure it doesn't turn into chametz. Thank you very much. And when you shecht, make sure you don't patch it either. And when you do everything, the Torah has to tell you to do everything the way you're supposed to do it. The Torah gives you rules, and you follow the rules. So that's a good horror, which the Biskra points out. Hopefully, we'll get to that in a little bit. Now, there's a Rashi in Gittin. So this sugya comes up in Gittin. If you learn the first part of Gittin, because there's a din. The Gemara is talking about kusim, which we talked a lot about when we learned at the beginning of the Elon Iris, if everyone remembers. We had a whole shayla about kusim. What's their status? What's their halachic, where do they stand on halacha? So the Gemara has a question. Are they a legitimate game? Are they not a legitimate game? The Gemara has another question. What are they makbid on? What are they not makbid on? So Rashi quotes over in the Gemara. The Gemara says, you're allowed to use matzah from a kusi. So Rashi writes, muteris bepesach lachilo, v'loi chashin Hashem echmitz. So the chiddush is, you're allowed to eat kusi matzah, because you're not choishish that they didn't watch it and it turned into chametz. And you can fulfill your obligation on Pesach with it. What does that mean, Zakrashi? That means you can use it for the Seder. Says Rashi, that means you can even use it for the Starim, which is what we call, Pesach. The only time you have an obligation to eat Pesach is the night of Pesach. In America, two nights, and Eretz Yisrael, one night, that's it. The rest of the Yom Tov, if you want to eat nothing, you can eat nothing. But Me'ikar Adin, the mitzvah derais of Achilas Matzah, is only the first night. That, says Rashi, that's when you have to have Matzah Mishtameris. The Chassid quotes our Pasuk, Be'erev Techul Matzahs, Va'afil Yadina Be'idoloi Hechmitza. So Rashi, even if I know that this is not chametz, right? Let's say I have a machine, and the machine shuts down after 18 minutes, and it cools it down, and I hear this, that, and the other. I know with Yediyah Beruah, there's no chametz in here. So gradually, nothing bad. You cannot be yaitza with it. Elim kin ovid le l'shimur l'shem choivas matzah. Unless the shimur took place, the watching took place for choivas matzah. What does it sound like from Rashi? The watching is the mitzvah, not the doing. Right? Rashi never says, and when you're kneading it and you're moving the dough, you're thinking l'shem matzah. Rashi says, the shimur is l'shem matzah. So Rashi, this is a shtick on my fault that I didn't have it charged. Okay, please apologize.
Oh.
I came back very late last night. I came back very late last night and I didn't charge it. So blame is on me. Okay.
Maybe it means from the beginning.
Oh, good. We'll get to that. We're going to get to that. We'll have to see. But this Rashi is muchach. like the Rashi in Pesachim, which means what? Then when we talk about Lishma of Matzah, we're not talking about when you bake the Matzah. We're talking about when you're passive and you're watching the Matzah. You're watching the Matzah. You're the guardman. You're watching to make sure the Matzah doesn't turn chametz. When you're watching it, you have to be watching it Lishma. We didn't say a word about baking the Matzah. Maybe you're not baking the Matzah. Someone else is baking the Matzah. You're sitting in a tower watching from above, what's going on? You're not baking the matzah.
So you could watch the machine operate.
Ah, good. Maybe.
Make sure.
Possibly. The chayyim from this Rashi doesn't sound like who bakes the matzah. So if you take a look over here, number five, Rabbi Chaim Michael Feinstein, Biskarov son in law. So he makes this observation. He writes like this. You'll see today's a lot of salvations on the paper today.
Is
yeah.
Is watching to make sure there's no chametz, or is it a function of
Lishma? So that's what I'm trying to show. From these two Rashis, and Psachim and Gittin, it sounds like it's all about the watching of chametz needs to be Lishma. The watching of chametz needs to be Lishma. It has to be that I'm watching to make sure it doesn't turn chametz for the sake of Lel Seder. That's the Nakuda. Again, so when they scream L'shem Matzah Smitzah and Matzah Maker, what do they really mean? But according to Rashi, they mean that I'm, when I'm watching to make sure this dough doesn't have chametz, that's so I can use it for the Lel Seder. That's Lishma according to, that's what we call Lishma according to Rashi.
But watching, how do you know that, because you see it rising? I mean, like, how do you know?
But how do you protect it? You mean, how do you cause that to happen? Good, we're going to get to that. That's a very good Nakuda. So let's see.
Rebbe,
yeah.
You don't have a charger in your car.
No, I didn't bring it. Okay. So let's see. So he writes like this in number five. He writes, he says, you see from Rashi that derech hashimur tzarech la'asos l'shem chayves matzah. You see from these Rashis that it's not about the baking of the matzah that needs to be lishma. It's about the watching of the matzah that needs to be lishma. Poshup Shah, most people think that when you bake matzahs. Exactly. It never says about baking it. So therefore, he proves from Rashi, which is very muchach in our Rashis, both in Pesachim and even more, maybe more clear in Gittin, that it's not about the baking of the matzah. That's not where the lishma gets injected in. The lishma gets injected when the watching of the matzah is where the lishma is. Not in the baking. He says, I'm in cheschinuch, which we'll see in a second, that it's not about the baking of the matzah. It's about the watching of the matzah. You can have one guy baking and one guy watching it. And the watcher is the one who's doing the lishma, not the baker. So L'chayra comes out according to Rashi by us, and Rashi in Gittin, the L'shma, whatever that word means, L'shma of Matzah, is not in the Maisafiyah necessarily, it's in the watching, the protecting it not to come chametz. Okay. So if you look over here, number six, Rabbi Asher Weiss on Parshas Bay, I think it was. So he throws out what needs to be mentioned over here when you start the sugya. He writes, Hinei yesh l'ayin, b'mahus shimur zeh. What is this shimur all about? What do we talk about when we say you have to watch the matzah? Is it like other types of mitzvahs where it's a din in the chevtzah? You have to insert into this object lishma. Kemoi, example. But tzitzis, let's say when you make tzitzis, the beinah sheti asiyos and lishma k'disa besukkah. That's an example when you make tzitzis, which is a big tumult when you make tzitzis, whether you can use machines for tzitzis today. So when you make tzitzis, so then the beged, the chevtzah, has to be made a certain way, and you have to inject lishma when you make it. Or
something above mitzvahs kavanah.
The mitzvahs kavanah is when you do the mitzvah. Right. Here's when you're making the mitzvah.
For providing, make the chevetz. That's
right.
From which you
right.
want to perform.
Exactly. So the question really is matzah chevetzah the mitzvah? Now, obviously it is, because you do a mitzvah with it. But what I mean to say is, does it have kedusha to it? I know a lot of people are makbid mishnah berurah, of course, you should kiss your matzah. A lot of people use the matzah as a shmirah. But is your matzah like something that has injected kedusha into it? Or your matzah is bread that I can use it to do a mitzvah? So let's say by get, right? That's a sugi in Gittin, the first parak. A get needs to be written l'shma, right? The sefer has to write down to write it for this woman and this man. So what's the pshat then? When he doesn't do that, you don't have a get. You have a piece of paper with names in it, but it doesn't have a get because it's lacking in what you need to put into this paper to make it a get. Maybe that's the same thing with matzah. Maybe a matzah without lishma is not a matzah. And now, that could be the definition of a matzah.
It's hard to bring in get because it's not a chavs shel mitzvah.
Correct. But the point over there is it gets injected into it to make it an object that's usable. Meaning, the question really is do we say that without lishma in the matzah, it's not a matzah? A matzah is not just bread that was baked under 18 minutes. A matzah is something that has in it this injection of lishma. Grada, hopefully maybe we'll talk about it next week. Let's say the maaseh guy's on stuck. And the only matzah he has was matzah baked shaloi lishma. 100%, I don't mean machine. I mean shaloi lishma legamri. Should he use it for achilas matzah, make a bracha? Or is he just wasting his time? Do you say matzah on a shmir is not matzah? Or do you say, no, it is matzah, it's just not the most mehudar type of matzah. But this or nothing, you go with this.
Depends
the rise of the no, not necessarily. You're right. Obviously, if it's a derabbanan, you have a better bet of doing it because what do you have to lose? But let's say nanech it's deraisa. Is the pshat that without lishma it's felt in matzah? It's nishke matzah. You mamish. You can eat a piece of sponge cake for the same price. It probably will taste better.
What?
So that's that's what the marsha brings down in the first marsha in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim when the gemara is trying to figure out what you're allowed to eat on Arvei Pesach. So the Gemara Taisva says Besekel Shel Nachrim. Masha doesn't like that. He wants to know why didn't Taisva say Matzah Shir, not Besekel Shel Nachrim. Okay, good. That's a whole discussion. But again, that's a different din. The din of eating matzah in Erev Pesach is not told in the shame matzah. It's told in the taste of matzah. It's not told in the shame matzah. But I want to know: is this a matzah? A guy sitting Lel Seder on a deserted island. All he has is matzah that was baked Shel Lishma. So he said to himself, forget matzah, forget bracha. I'm not even going to bother.
It's 100% no
chametz. Not chametz, but 100% shalosh. B'tzeker shel nachem, the Gemara calls. B'tzeker shel nachem, will come to it. I didn't photocopy it.
The question is, shmira is separate inyan.
Oh,
that's the point.
Right, do you say? So there's a famous tshuva from the Eretz Tzvi of Tzvi Froimer. People call him the Klozhigov. I don't like calling him that because I think he was only in Klozhigov for a very short time. He was really the Rosh Yeshiva in Lublin after Meir Shapiro died. He was a Talmud of the Adi Nezer. So the Eretz Tzvi has a shel, something we talked about before. Just like we know there's such a thing called chatzi shir aser. Guy eats half a shear. Guy eats half a kazayis. Is there such a thing as chatzi shear in a mitzvah also? Chatzi shear. What do you say? No, chatzi shear is not the object. A guy takes his lulav and cuts it into half. So chatzi shear, a half a lulav. No, a half a lulav is nishkan lulav. But do you say when it comes to something like matzah that there's two dinim? There's matzah, and then there's lishma shal matzah.
Isn't chatzi shear dafka by yisur, not by
the Gemara says it by yisur.
Yeah.
The question is, can you apply it to other things also? The Gemara says only by yisur. The shaila is, this is something Acharim talk a lot. Sometimes it's going to be chatzi in the echos versus the kamos. I mean, let's say, for example, if I take a piece of tefillin and I cut it into half, it's a chatzi shear, I have a half a tefillin. A half a tefillin is not a tefillin. But the question is, can you say over here that a matzah that's not lishma is not a matzah? It's just a matzah missing one element.
Well, maybe kosher to eat.
No, it is kosher to eat. I want to know for Leil Pesach. For Leil Seder. Meaning, can you split the two?
That's a big question. I have another one mitzvah.
Right.
I'm saying it's a chakira. You can now say it's really two mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah of eating matzah. And then there's also a
hechsher. Oh, well, that's a jump. I would say that the Torah's definition of matzah is matzah that's baked lishma. So if it's not baked lishma, then it's not matzah. It's kosher, it's not chametz, you can eat it for lunch.
Chashi shir is not going to get you. You're not gonna
correct.
Get it. You're not there.
Unless you assume that there's taka two parts to the matzah. Two parts to what makes a matzah shal mitzvah. There's 18 minutes, whatever, chimutz, then there's lishma. So if you have one without the other, you still have half a mitzvah.
Is there in Rabash's question, the examples that he gave, I mean, isn't the mitzvah to write the same process?
Oh, very good. Right?
And the mitzvah is...
I wouldn't say there's a mitzvah to write a get. I would say that by get, that the document is going to be the deciding factor of what happens, right? This page, this paper, creates a chalos gerush.
There's no mitzvah to have a get. There's a mitzvah to...
Good.
I'm not even sure what it is.
We spoke about this, right?
It's different than eating matzah.
What? It's different than baking matzah.
I meant than baking matzah. Yes. The mitzvah is to eat the matzah. How that happens...
Right, exactly. Shemai, that's exactly what he's going to say. It, right? He's going to say that in a second. Very good, 100%. That's what we got to keep in mind.
This also, because the mitzvah, it says the commandment... The tzivui is you should put them on, not that you have to wear it.
No, not that you have to make it. I mean, this is always the question.
I don't know. What does it mean?
Is the making the mitzvah, or is it having it the mitzvah? And there might be rules of how to make it, but does the making become part of the mitzvah? So let's keep on going. So let's go back to number six for a second.
You didn't
want to
say it's a
hechsher. Which one? Tzitzis. Yeah. And that's why I left that. That's why I left that sukkah for that reason. That sukkah is the classic example of hechsher mitzvah ksuvah tzitzis than tziv. Right. So if you take a look over number six, let's finish up with Boshua. So he writes, "Ubeikar din lishma, matzinu shnei dinim." He points out when it comes to lishma, there's two types of lishma. Yesh oifin de boy shetasa achefsa lishma. Sometimes you have to make an object lishma. Meaning when I'm creating an object for halachic usage, I need to inject into that lishma. For example, tzitzis, get, sukkah. Then yesh oifin de be'inon she ta'asa ha-mitzvah lishma. And there's another type of lishma. Not about creating a chevtza, but when I do the mitzvah, I have to be thinking a certain mindset. One of those examples is milah. And the Gemara said, we talked about this Gemara when we learned the Reb Loz de Milah. The Gemara talks about having kavana le milah. Right? Whether or not you need kavanah lamid. What do you mean kavanah lamid? Let's say you have a doctor who gives everyone circumcisions. Not because it's a mitzvah, a biblical reason. He thinks because it's healthy, whatever reason is. So the Gemara says, no, there's one man, Amen, Abay Dezar, that said, you know, you need to do milah lishma. So what does that mean, milah lishma? It means that when you're cutting the arlo, you're doing the maisa mitzvah. Right? You're not injecting into the arlo chalois lishma. Doesn't make any sense. You're doing a maisa mitzvah with the right intention. That's not what's going on over here, right? When you're baking the matzah, you're not doing a maisa mitzvah lishma. You're injecting into the chevtzah some form of kedusha. So we got to figure out what type of lishma we're talking about over here. The typical lishma that we're familiar with is when I do a maisa mitzvah, I have to be thinking X, Y, and Z. That's not l'chayr the case when you're baking matzah, because I'm baking matzah, I'm not doing a mitzvah. By baking matzah, I'm more of the case when I'm injecting into the chevtzah some form of thought process. That's l'chayr what comes out.
Like
when you write a Sefer Torah, even when you write again, something like that.
If it's a lishma matzah, what does it mean about your lishma when you're eating the matzah?
That's a separate din. You'll have a different one. You'll need something else. Lishma means I injected into this matzah lishma. Now when I'll eat the matzah, I'll need to have mitzvah shvichas kavanah. That'll be a separate thing I'll have to have, which is a good point. When you make the bracha. Being that matzah is mitzvah deraisa, we pass a mitzvah shvichas kavanah. See, when you eat the matzah, you have to remember that I'm eating this matzah because the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded the Jewish people to eat matzah. That's the easiest mitzvah shvichas kavanah. We've spoken in the past, let's say, for example, by Lel Sukkos. Lel Sukkos, you have to have specific in mind. I'm sitting in the sukkah. Kiva Sukkos, Yeshavti has been Yisrael. That's an additional level of kavan. But that's what?
The Bach
Sheet, right? But that's in the mitzvah. I'm talking about over here. This is in making the mitzvah. You have to have some kind.
Take the premise that there's no mitzvah in the making.
Correct.
Now you have a
correct. That's what we're going to get to. So let's see. So there's a Yisoidis Dikam Machloikis between the Ritva and his Rebbe, the Ra'ah. Right, we don't know who the Ra'ah was. It's still up for debate if the Ra'ah was the author of the Sefer Achenuch or not. We do know that the Ra'ah was the Rebbe of the Ritva. That's all we know because he says my Rebbe. He quotes him. I did find once in a shach. I found once in a shach somewhere. I don't remember where he does write that the Ra'ah was the. He writes before that the Ra'ah was the author of the Sefer Achenuch, but historians are still debating that. Ariyeh Mezah. But in any case. No, I think the Ritva and the Ramban were contemporaries with each other. I think they were contemporaries. But he writes clearly, he says, my Rebbe the Ra. So he writes this. Let's see this with a very important Ritva number 7. He writes, I danti lifnei Mayri Ra. He says, I danti the father of my Rebbe the Ra. Who was the Ra? Rabbi Aaron Alev mi Barcelona. Okay. I don't know who that was. So was he the author of the Sefer Chinuch? We don't know, but he wrote definitely wrote other Rishonic work that we all know of. See, he was? And I asked Rabbi Professor Rosenzweig Zatzal, Rabbi Michael's father.
Bernard.
I spoke to him once about it. He told me he's convinced he's not the same person. Oh, absolutely not. I still think it's an ongoing historical debate. But in any case, he writes over my Rebbe the Ra'ah, the Vadai Afil Yisrael Oymed Al Gabav Dolisagi Bahachi. The Ritva wanted to know the following shayla. You need a baked matzah lishma. You need to have matzah infused lishma. Does that lishma need to come from the baker or can come from an outside person? Someone else is standing and watching. You have the katan rolling the matzah, baking the matzah, and the adult standing over him, and he'll inject the lishma into it. That was the shayla that Ra'ah was dealing with. What, for the lishma?
Well, actually,
no, the woman's mechuyev the matzah.
Okay, again, we're not talking about the chiyev of or not. Yeah, they do.
For purposes of
exactly. Who can give us the lishma that we need? Again, it's not for someone else. I'm injecting it into the matzah. Can someone else inject lishma into the matzah?
So we had a
case in Gittin. A gadol emel gabov. Sure. So gadol emel gabov comes up in many places. Comes up by get. It comes up by shchita. Comes up in quite a few places. So let's see.
So one thing. So then you can have a guy to also do it or not?
Yeah. Maybe. Guy is tricky. Why?
If I'm sitting next to a boy and I say, in my mind, this is going to be kosher.
No, because that's a different issue.
No.
The Chazal made a takana that if a guy turns on the fire, he can't eat the food. Here, the Torah gave us a din that someone needs to be watching this matzah, l'shem matzah. Who needs to be watching it? Is it the doer or is it an outside factor? Doesn't say.
Doesn't matter who the doer is.
Doesn't matter who the doer is, presumably. Now, why is this one again to our shayla about the machine matzah? Because let's say the machine matzah is not me. Let's say the machine matzah is a machine. So what? I don't need to bake the matzah. I need to be watching. So I stand there over the machine the whole time watching it, injecting into it lishma. So good. So mishikash. So let's see. So Dr. Ritva.
It seems that we shifted the conversation from the shmor.
Not yet. We're going to do that in a second. That's exactly what I want to get to.
He keeps saying the Gemara was talking about
Shmira.
Shmira.
Rashi says Shmira. Yes.
Now we're talking about.
Yes, exactly. Good. We're going
to
get to that.
But wasn't the Shmira?
The Shmira was the Lishma that we think of.
Right.
When we talk about Lishma in the Matzah,
the Shmira was to keep it away from that.
No. Rashi said it was Shloi Hichmitz, the Schav and the Shem Matzah Shemitzvah. Right. It was about guarding it from Chametz.
The practical Shloi Hichmitz.
Correct. So that's what we're going to get to. So let's see the Ritva. Says Ritva number 7. Vani danti lifne moiri ha-ra'a. So I down in front of my Rebbe the Ra'a. Devad afil Yisrael oimin al-gaba v'loisagi b'hochi. So look at the Ritva. I told my Rebbe the Ra'a that I don't think it makes sense that you can have a Jew standing over watching the matzah bakery and that should inject the Lishma into the matzah. Why? Whenever you need Lishma, Goy adarte denafshi avit. So first of all, there's a rule the Gemara tells us, Goy is adarte denafshi avit. He can't tell a Goy how to think. He thinks the way he wants to think, and no matter what you tell him, he still thinks the way he wants to think. So a guy is out.
What's a guy got to do with it?
If let's say the guy is going to be the one baking the matzah.
How can he bake it? It's a shalako.
Oh, he doesn't turn on the fire.
You turn on the fire.
Yeah. So the Ritva writes, V'loi sagi b'yisroel oim al gabov k'da amina gabi get. I frek the Ritva, v'yafo gabi del gabi milo ashkach and the sagi. Even though by milo we said it works. Shani milo, this is an amazing Ritva. The stoma hilishma. Says the Ritva, you know why it works over there? Because by Mila, you can assume the stomach lishma. If you watch someone cutting off a baby's arla, you can assume he did this l'shem mitzvah Mila. Why? The ancient tamach l'ksitas ha'arla. Why else would you do it?
Health.
Now, so today we have health, right? Back then, I guess in the times of the Rishonim, there would be no other reason, which was pretty popular back then. They didn't just do random milas. Today we have health. We know everything. But back then,
in the case of the guy who's doing the Mila?
The guy is doing the Mila, and Yisrael is watching over him, right? So he says over there, the pshat is that I don't need to inject that much das into this equation because the doer has what we call stam das.
How does that work? Didn't we learn by Mila that a guy can't do it anyway?
That's a shayl in the Gemara. That's part of the sugya over there, right? So he writes over here, Avol Lisha de Isa.
That stam das is even applies to a guy, you say?
Right, so that stam das is good. He writes, No. Again, the Ritva is saying that sometimes when you have das, it's good enough to have stam das. Sometimes Stam Das is not good enough. It's just obvious why you're doing it. Then sometimes
you get paid. You're getting a paycheck. I mean, why he's not doing it for a mitzvah? He has no mitzvah of Mila. Why is he doing it?
No, I guess he's assuming if you watch a Maisa Mila.
Yeah, but so, if it's a guy.
No. Start again. The Ritva's explained that when it comes to certain acts, you can assume there's what we call Stam Das. Certain acts have Stam Das in the action. The action defines what you're doing.
So then I wouldn't need me to be standing over and injecting more das. It's already stam das even without me.
Oh, what's that? Let's go. So let's see. He says, Avolisha de isazu. But let's say when you talk about kneading dough. The stomach lavash and pesach kaima. If you watch a guy kneading dough on a random Tuesday, oh yeah, he's doing that for mass. No, he's doing it, he wants to have a cake. Then ubevadai del gabi Yisrael, kiven the ka'ovid, the pesach ka'ovid, but when he's a Jew, you can assume he's doing it the pesach. Zehu kepirish l'shamatza. That is Dr. Ritva. That is l'shma. Amazing. According to Ritva, when a Jew bakes matzah, at least when he's up to the lisha and the latter part of baking the matzah, says the Ritva, that is assumed.
I could be doing it for. I like matzah every Shabbos. Well,
I can like cake also.
Right? How do I know that?
So this Ritva has a chiddush, which we'll see. The Bar Halacha brings out that he assumes that there's certain activities that you can assume based on the activity. We know your thought process, but he writes Alva Moiri Hara'ah Hayadon LaHakel, but my Rebbe the Ra'ah was Mekel. This sagi be Yisrael Oymin al Gabov. My Rebbe the Ritva was very happy. My Rebbe the Ra held that you can have Yisrael Oymin al Gabov. This is what I want. Why? The loy boyi asiyo l'shem mitzvah. Rak shimur l'shem matzah. This is Mamash the Nakuda. Says the Ra, because it's not about who bakes the matzah. It's about who watches the matzah. Tahachik sevu shmartem esa matzahs. So what's the Ra telling us? The Ra is telling us that why should it matter who bakes the matzahs? There's no mitzvah to bake matzah. The mitzvah is ushmaite mesa matzahs. Who cares who does the shmira? So the Ra'ah is telling us a very important nekuda over here is that it shouldn't matter who does the shmira. Who doesn't matter who does the baking as long as the shmira is done by Yisrael.
Disagrees with that.
That's right. The Yisrael thought not like that. Yisrael thought that filu soleim agabov lo isagi b'hachi. He thought that's not good enough to have good loy mel agabov.
We asked a few minutes ago what about the issue of bishul akum. So we said, well, that's somebody else turned on the flame. So what are you defining as the bishul? Why is the kneading? Maybe the turning on the flame. Whoever turned on the flame had to do it. That's the baking. because that's what defines baking for purposes of not taking it for bishul
akedah. That's not the same halacha. Again, because
there are many aspects in the line of many things that you have to do to bake. You have to turn on the flame. You have to knead the dough. You have to mix the water.
Right.
So which is the one that's the essential?
That's what we have to get to today. Again, the pashtus is
in the oven, taking it out.
Oh, good. We're going to talk. We're going to see. But what I want from this piece over here is that it seems to be a machlokes b'shoinim. Does Yisrael oimin al gabav work? Let's say, for example, a guy has a katan baking the matzah, and the adult stands over and is watching it intently to make sure no chametz happens. Can that create a kasher matzah? According to the Ritva, no. According to the Ra, yes. And what's the chayru, the point of the machlokes? The point of the machlokes is what exactly is this lishma? Is this lishma din in the afiyah? Whoever's baking it injects the lishma. So then, if the katan is baking it, then he can't inject the lishma. My lishma can't come from the outside. But if the pshat is the lishma needs to just be overall picture, there's lishma here. So then, why can't I give it to him even though I'm not baking it? That's the chayra machlokes between the Ritva and the Ra. Why is this very negeya? So let's, for example, you want to hire a bunch of non-Jews to work at the matzah bakery with a mashgichim all around the table watching. Or let's say the machine. Let's say you hold the machine, it's not me baking. Good, so the machine's not me baking, but it's like you swallow a guy with a gabov. So l'chayr, what would the din be? So let's go one more Gemara. Gemara in Psachim Daf Mem. The Gemara has a whole discussion. At what point in the process do you need l'shma? How far back do we go for l'shma? If you ever look at the, what does it say on the boxes? Shimur Mishas, Ktsira, Tchin, Afi, Elisha, Mechira, whatever. It doesn't say l'shma, Mishas, Mechira, but it goes back to Shas, Ktsira. That's the earliest time you need lishma. Why? Because as long as it's attached to the ground, it can't become chametz. How do I know that? I'm saying, why does it have to be that way? Because then it would always become chametz because it rains. Right? Everything would be chametz. Right. There's a din that the earliest time it could become chametz is at the time of ktsira. So we have ktsira, tchina, lisha, and afiyah. Those are the processes of Siddur the Pas, if you learn the Melacha Shabbos, that's the process of how you bake bread, right? So the shadow is, when do you need Lishma to start? When you cut the grain off the ground, when you cut the wheat, and you start to grind it. So there's a Gemara in Pesachim, number 8. The Gemara tells us from Rava. Rava, the Oma Luhu Lahani, the Mahapichi Kifi. Rava used to tell the people that used to bundle the bundles after they'd cut it, they'd bundle it together. Rava would tell them, Hifichu Lishum Mitzvah. That when you bundle them together, when you tie the bundles together, have in mind l'shum mitzvah. It's a very important word. L'shum mitzvah. Have in mind that you're doing it l'shma. Right? Now, there's
for
no...
Pesach or for...
Yeah, for Pesach. Now, there's no bacon over here. This is in a field somewhere in Arizona, right? But Dr. Rava, that when you tie the stalks, the bundles, tie it l'shma. Okay. We'll come back to why this Gemara is very essential. So if you notice in this Gemara, there's a little talad. It could be. You already cut it off.
Yeah,
so right. It could become chametz. That's right. So that's lishma. That could be Rashi's shimur l'shem chametz. If you notice, there's a little talad by the word mitzvah, right? Mm-hmm. Which that means there's another girs over here, which will be very relevant to us. Right. But the other word might be matzah, which we'll have to come back to in a few minutes, or most likely next week. Okay, so let's start. With that hakdama, now we can get into the problems of the sugya. So the main yisoy that we need to know is machloikis b'shoyim between the Ra and the Ritva. Does Yisrael oimin al gabav work for lishma or not? So it says in Shulchan Aruch number 9, Simtov Samach, Ein loshin matzas mitzvah. You can't bake matzas mitzvah. Now, what does matzas mitzvah mean? The matzah you want to use for the Seder. If you want to go to shopping today and fight the crowds on a Sunday, good luck. But if you're going to go shopping today and you want to figure out what matzah you want to buy, so you have to say to yourself, well, the matzah I'm not going to use for the Seder, I don't need lishma. Because I only need lishma for the matzahs of the Seder. So if when it comes to machine matzahs, if I'm going to have matzah all the other days of Pesach, I don't need necessarily to buy lishma matzahs. Except for the Vilna Gaon, which maybe we'll talk about at a different time. So says the Mechaber, in losh and matzahs mitzvah, you don't bake matzahs mitzvah, v'loy ofen oisa, you don't bake it. Now look at the wording of the Mechaber. What process is he up to in the baking of the matzah? He's talking about kneading it and baking it. That's the end of the process. He doesn't talk about the grinding it and the cutting it. Says the Mechaber, you don't need and you don't bake matzah al yidei goy. You're not allowed to use a goy. V'lo yidei chayv shayt v'katan. You can't use a chayv shayt v'katan. Why can't you use a goy chayv shayt v'katan? Because they can't give lishma. Fine. But the Mechaber doesn't even open up to the machloikis b'shoinim between the Rambam and the Rosh. There's machloikis Rambam and Rosh in two places in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't put it on the paper, but there's machloikis b'shoinim between the Rambam and the Rosh in two places in Shulchan Aruch. One is in Hilchot Tzitzis. One is in Hilchos Tefillin. Mechaber brings down the same machloikis b'shoinim twice, and the same machloikis b'shoinim between the Rambam and the Rosh is what happens if I have tzitzis and I want to make tzitzis. Tzitzis need to be made lishma. Let's say I have someone making the tzitzis with the Yisrael Oimin al Gabov. Does it work? So the Mechaber writes machloikis Rambam and Rosh. Then when it comes to making tefillin, ibud the tefillin, when it comes to making the hide, so the Mechaber writes again, Machloikis Rama Min Rosh, does Yisrael Ayin Meragab of work? Comes to Hilchas Pesach, not a word. Not a word. Doesn't even mention it. Doesn't even make it to the Mechaber.
Maybe because it's in the Hashem Mitzvah, whereas that's in the actual Mitzvah itself.
So one second, So the Mechaber didn't even, but it is Machloikis Ra on Mitzvah, right? It is Machloikis Mishraim. The Mechaber completely ignored the topic. Doesn't even mention that there's a machloek shmushayim. Now, you can't tell him he's not familiar with because he quotes it twice already earlier. Once in Hilchas Sitzin and once in Hilchas Tefillin. When it comes to Hilchas Matzah, not a word of this machloek shmushayim. It's not even on his radar. Why not? Why is it not at least on the radar? At least throw it into the equation. Let Mechabesh tell him. You should know, by the way, there's a machloek shmushayim between the Rambam and the Rosh about Yisrael and Ragabah. Or call it machloek shmushayim, whatever you want to call it. Acknowledge that there's a machloek shmushayim. He does not. Now, it's interesting. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that we're machmir. And we do not accept Yisrael Eimel Al Gabov for matzah. Okay, that's halacha l'maisa.
Is it consistent in all three places in this word?
Not 100%. We're going to have to get to that. That's really the problem with the Chazanish Shita. The Chazanish was one of the most anti-machine matzah people, while he was one of the most pro-machine matzahs for tzitzis. Machine tzitzis. Machine tzitzis. That's a problem. That's a very big problem. Which we'll have to see if we can make heads or tails out of that either way. But again, the Shulchan Aruch in those two places are very. He just writes machloikis. He writes machloikis Rambam Rosh. I forgot which one says which. One is in Hilchas Tzitzis in I forget already. One is in Hilchas Tzul. I think Siman Lamed Bey, Siman Lamed Dalet. So, but over here he says nothing. Garnished. What's pshat? Why not even acknowledge that there's machloikis
b'shoyim? There is a difference between matzah and tzul and tzitzis.
Yeah.
Tzul and tzitzis, once they're done, they have a kedusha to them, right?
Okay. I agree. But again, but what does it do with this nekuda of injecting lishma into it? If all three things need lishma injected, and there's a fair argument that all these three things can get lishma from an outside source, so what's the difference? That's my question.
Because if you lose, by the way, if you lose attention to the tzitzis, nothing happens. You lose attention for a couple of minutes, but when it comes to matzah, it could become chametz.
So you're telling me there's a different lishma there than there is here?
There's any extra
good. We'll get to that.
It's not for the mitzvah, it's for the mitzvah.
That's the nekuda. Because over here, there's a different type of lishma than the other two places. It's shimur shalai tachmetz. Okay, we'll come back to that.
I don't know.
That's the reason why someone else should.
Good. That's what we're going to have to get to. Right? A guy is not oblivious. He might not understand Kedusha Samitza, but he can understand Chametz, right? He's not that far gone, right?
You're getting into Bible
about Chametz. He's not. So let's see.
That's because
he's not. But you're here. You're watching him. You're Emin Al-Gabov. You're watching him. So let's see. So there is a Machloikis Rishonim, number 10. There is a Machloikis Rishonim. Maybe we should start a Shloshim Yom Kaid Machag.
Yeah.
I think we need more time. I thought 2 weeks was enough. Maybe not. So if you take a look over here in number 10, the Shuri Rabbi Salvechik Shurman Gittin, he quotes a very important Machloikis Rishonim, which we just mentioned outside, where he wrote over here, there, Arash B'Psachim, Hevi Das V'Haigrin. And again, I was going to put it on the paper, but it didn't fit. But there's a tour by us. In Simin Reish, in Simin Tav Samach, he brings a Shita of Haigoin. What is Rav Haigoin Shita? The Mahani Shmiras Yisrael Af La Fias Matzah De Akum. Rav Haigoin holds, if let's say, for example, I have a matzah bakery, hand matzah bakery, and I hire illegals, whatever word you want to use, undocumented, be politically correct, I hire them to bake my matzahs, but I'm standing there watching the whole process, and I can undercut everyone else because I'm paying them less, right? But I'm Yisrael Emil Gabov, I'm watching the entire process from top to bottom. So Rav Haigoin holds that's kasha for matzah. That's a sheet of Rav Haigoin. Now again, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word of this. That's Rav Haigoin sheet. The kasha of Kenan Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes halacha l'maisa shem iev she binyan achim mutal l'niach akum l'olosh matzah sa'di Yisrael oimel agabov. The Magen Avram writes b'diyevet b'shasat chakev. You can get away with it, but lechatchilu we don't do it. Lechatchilu we do not have Yisrael oimel agabov. Now the problem that Rabbi Salvechik has is the Gemara tells us a goya daita din afshe kovid. Goyim do whatever they want. They don't think about what you tell them. Right? They do whatever they want. So how does it work to tell the goy to do lishma?
No, but we're not telling you. I'm doing you
lishma. So Rabbi Salvechik has a Yisrael Zdik HaKir over here, which I found later is also in Reb Shimon, this HaKir. When you talk about Yisrael Oymel Al Gabov, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that the Yisrael is teaching the Katan, the Cheirish or the Shaita to have the Das, and the Das then comes from the Katan, the Shaita or the goy? Or, that's one side. The other side is no. I am the Mr. Lishma. This guy is oblivious. He's a kaif balma. He's doing the process. And I can inject into his process my Lishma.
So that a guy is like a machine.
That's the nafkamina. So again, The two ways of understanding Yisrael Oymir Agalav is the pshat that the Yisrael is teaching the one who's doing it to think Lashma, and the Lashma comes from the doer. It is a push. The muscle I give is like, you know, when you got your kids to do homework. So if you tell them to do homework, they don't listen. So you stand over them, watching them do the homework. You're not doing the homework for them, even though most parents do their kids' homework. I try not to. But, you know, you're watching them, and they do it themselves. But they need that extra push to do it. But it comes from them. Or the other side is, no, the kid, the chayushet v'kadi, cannot produce l'shma. But my l'shma, standing next to him, can be injected. That's the chakir.
Yisrael Oymid al-Gabav is not really the right lashon yet. It should be just Yisrael there.
Period.
He's there, and he has his own.
Okay.
He's doing his own.
In the lashon, you think sounds more like the other side, that he's the one he's teaching him to do it.
Yisrael Amar Al Gabav is bashchita and all other things where you have to have that type of.
You have to have a thought process.
Right.
So is the pshat that.
It should say, if there's a separate din of the Yisrael just standing there, then it should have a separate.
So that's really the question. Are we really borrowing terms over here? The Yisrael Amar Al Gabav over here is really more of a borrowed term. It's not so much that I'm injecting lishma, I'm just watching the scene. I'm just making sure no chametz comes in. Instead of the guy doing it, I'm the one doing it. So Rabbi Salavitchi wants to tell you that this Magen Avraham is a pella. How can the Rev High Grain and the Magen Avraham pass on a goy can be good with Yisrael HaMagav? What happened to goy adapted in Afshe Kavod? I thought a goy only thinks about it, only does what he wants. The Torah says, you're right. If the pshat would be that I'm teaching the goy to think lishma, it wouldn't work. But I'm not teaching the goy to think lishma. I'm injecting the lishma into the matzah. I could do that.
But how is this working without a ma'aseh? Because everything we do, there's some kind of kinyan, there's some kind of ma'aseh that we do. And all of a sudden, we're just going to have a thought.
But that is not
because it needs only.
But that's what lishma is. Lishma is.
It's lishma when you're doing something. Usually, saying you don't even have to do anything.
So that might be part of the argument. Can I inject lishma into something that I'm not doing?
So then you don't need.
That'd be part of the machlokes.
From a distance,
you're doing. You're making sure that something becomes.
All right. So
you're
the,
not touching anything.
But who? But do I need to touch something to guard it that it doesn't turn chimutz?
And you wouldn't need all the.
I'm the boss. I'm the boss of the place. I'm watching everything. I have 82 cameras in my office. I am guarding that there's no chimutz. So let's see. So Rabbi Salavitchik points this out. He says, "Vim Kain, Tzorach Loim Kachiluk Hasheni Shemarnu." Must be like the other side. To Mahani Bechayu Shoyt VeKatan Shmiras Hagod Loim Lagav Meshum Doloi Beinan Sheshmiras Like Titzdarif Lamai Safia. The way it would work is because I don't need to connect my doing to my lishma. I need to have a doing with a lishma. The Chiluk Harishim, according to his first pshat, the Mahani Shmiras Chayu Shoyt VeKatan Meshum Sheena Mufkai Meshmiras Mitzvus VeHagodum Lamdam Lishma Karo. Says Rabbi Salvation, but if you go like the first sad, that God Lo Yimel Agabav works with the pshat is that I teach you to think lishma. That's what God Lo Yimel Agabav means. It's like the parent teaching the kid to do the homework. But the kid is the one who's doing it. Says Rabbi Salvation, how do you explain that by a goy? Goy is a dieted denafshe. He only thinks about what he wants to do. The answer is, the chayra, this is part of our shayla. Can someone else inject lishma into a maisa that you're not doing?
It happened in everything with the cotton. We always hold a cotton and show to a cherish. They have no...
So the question is that the pshat they have no das, or that's if you don't stay on top of them, they can't get things done? Right, we all know there are people, if we don't stay on top of them, they don't get things done, but when we stay on top of them, they get things done.
The guides want
them. So guy has a svara, daita dinafshi, the Gemara says.
Yes, but also the other way that they're competent.
I wouldn't say Kotham is not. I know very intelligent 12-year-olds and really not intelligent 50-year-olds.
In halacha, we never consider them to have das, ever.
That depends what you need the das for. If the pshat is we need a certain das, so then regular Kotham does, but if I can push him, what they say, cotton on steroids, right? You can push, inject that into him. You inject into him more. Right. I always grad a thought for Dava Pasha, it was not like that. I always thought, God, if it's Kipshuta, you're the one, you're supplying the Lishma instead of him.
You have the Das.
Correct.
You have Das. Now you're trying to get fancy.
Now you give it to him. Right.
So,
by Omer Al-Gabav. No, he's by Omer Al-Gabav.
Kol Tarekul. You see, what's the right? Maybe it's a house
like, oh, there's no right. 100%. Right? And Echrami. Again, it's totally in this machlokes we're showing between the Ra and the Ritva. No, he was using.
Right.
Very good. 100%. Okay, so let's get to complicated. No, the question is this totally in the machlokes we were showing before with the Ritva and the Ra about Yisrael Oymer Agabav by Matzah or not? Okay, let's get.
Is this used to break down between whether or not somebody has to have. There has to be some lishma by somebody, or it has to be by the person who's doing it.
Correct. That's it. Now, that's the easy part.
Well, that's really. Kind of
that's easy.
Gavra thing, right?
Somewhat, words, somewhat.
The Gavra is doing it.
Correct.
Or can it be anybody?
Correct.
As somebody's having
correct.
Shema
correct. On yes. The, yes. The so we're saying that from the Chayyim Shainim, and we're saying that the Shulchan Aruch seems to not be open to that because the Shulchan Aruch never suggested that possibility. Now, here's where things get more complicated. This is the easy part. What's the complicated part? Yeah. Sorry, Ronnie. Yeah.
Saying that even a shota you could somehow instill.
The Gemara says that. The Gemara says, "God lo emel gabav." No. The Gemara says that if you have a chayushet v'katan and you have God lo emel gabav, it works. Rabbi Salavitchik wants to know why. What changed? So is the pshat is that if you stand over someone long enough, he can figure it out. So he's producing the lishma.
But we mean that person, yeah. Yishoto, has to have some level of understanding.
He does. If you stand on top of him and you mutch him and you baby him, he can do it. And we saw that. I'm saying we all know this. We all know of people that if they, you know, on their own, they're not so successful. When you baby, that's why people have extra attention in class. In the schools, you have this. They have special teachers, individual attention. They can get things. They're not totally mufka. Just they need a little extra time. That's his chakir. Okay.
That's a chakir, but he's coming out.
He's coming out that he thinks to be mazbut among Avram. That's the only way to learn it.
That you have to be your own.
Correct.
Right.
This is really a hagdama. This is the hagdama. Now, why is things complicated? Take a look at Simitof Nun Gimel. So the Tof Nun Gimel, the Mechaber writes over here, Hachitim Shoyis Mehem Matzis Mitzvah. The chit and the wheat that we use for Matzis Mitzvah. Again, you note the Loshen. Matzis Mitzvah. That, what's Matzis Mitzvah? That's a little Seder. Any other Matzvah? This is not our discussion. Says the Mechaber, Toiv L'Shomron, it's good to watch it. Shloyiplu Aleihem Mayim Mishas Ktsira. It's good to make sure that water doesn't fall on it from the time of harvesting. Ulepachas, and at least Mishas Tchina from the time when it grinds it. Who has to watch it? Who? Doesn't say who has to watch it.
So says they have to be watched.
Right. That means.
What is it? Suggestion?
It sounds like it sounds like it should be watched, but who has to be the watcher? I don't know.
What is it told?
Right. What's going on over there? Right. So Parshat Pshat, the Toiv is because of the Gemara seems to hold that Rava, who's the one who taught us that you need to have Lashma from Ktsira, that was like a Chumra, but we're not to be Machmir for Rava. Right? So we're Machmir to watch a Mishas Ktsira. Who has to wash it? Mishas Ksir. So shouldn't the Shulchan Aruch have written, Hachitim sha'asim mehem matzis mitzvah toiv l'shamron ayidei Yisrael v'loi ayidei cheri yishayit v'katun shalip alayim mayim Mishas Ksir. Doesn't write that. So what's
that? Self-understood. It has to be a responsible person.
He's only from his doom he had before. That he already established.
Good, good. You're 2 steps ahead of us, Seth.
He already established who can watch, and now he's extending what has to be watched, not just Lisha or
Kali. It is a little vague that the Mechaber wouldn't let us know.
But he already let you know.
But this was actually Tof Nun Gimel's first.
Right, but you know, that doesn't mean anything. You know,
again, the Mechaber's job was, but the Mechaber wants us to know what to do. So he's telling me that, you know, when it comes to the grinding and the cutting, anyone can watch it. But when it comes to the baking, then he tells me only Yisrael can do it. Why the discrepancy?
When he says should be watched, he wasn't specific. Well, you're being medayik. Oh, he means general.
No, he does. He means that it should be watched.
Should be watched, but who I watches, I have a role where he will tell you who can watch. And I'm now saying to be for Elisha. I'm giving you now a new din.
You just said something different. You just said that before Elisha is a new din, that what?
To watch it. But by who? Okay. No, but he...
You're giving away the whole share here.
Yeah, okay.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Where basically you want to draw a distinction between before Elisha and after Elisha.
Well,
now, where's the source for that? So we have to get
there. Here it seems to be more...
Turning down comics, good. 100%. Rava said in the Gemara, Mishas Ktsira.
Right.
Good. So Rava is just Mechaber. The Mechaber also adds over here, Shalipo Alei Mayim, because of Chametz. So let's see, a very important Minchas Chinuch over here. We skipped 7b because we're really short on time. If you want to look at 7b, that's where the Ber Halacha brings out this Machloek between the Ritva and Rashi. What about Stam Das? Okay, if you want to take a look, Ayin Sham. Let's see number 11. Number 12, says the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Yud. Minchas Chinuch, this is a great opening line from the Minchas Chinuch. He writes, V'hinei mikol ma shekasavdu mivor, from all the whole mitzvah yud, which is about chometz, d'ho'isa ha'maisa k'yoin haloshu k'doyme tzrichim sheichavnu l'shei mitzvah. I learned that when you're baking matzahs, you have to bake matzahs l'shma. Ayin b'seyoyis v'tor p'chadosh. V'loi ha'bayishin lo meid, says the Minchas Chinuch, you know, you don't learn if you're not willing to embarrass yourself a little bit. Lo'i evash le'ima minolun l'chol ha'rishayim dinzeh. Who told him this? Who told all these Rishonim that when you bake matzah, you have to inject Lishma into the matzah? Where'd that come from? Again, every fifth grader knows it. Who state?
Rashi
says they have to inject Lishma into the matzah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Nehi Dibayi Shimer Lishma. Granted, you need Shimer Lishma. Mikomachim ain't a doy meklal leget el zvachim. They got be get ksiv because of law. The Maisa Ksiva has to be written Lishma. Imkain Tzarcha Kois of Lechavin. Alkain, Imkain Yishoy Tukat, Nkais Mashita Shemani Vachim and Gabav, Mav Zakat, Yishchavik Yud Tzarcha Lechavin. But Frank the Minchas Chinuch, really what they're always screaming to us. What does it say how to bake matzahs? It says you need to be Shoyme the matzahs. Who cares how you bake the matzahs?
Rashi says, yeah, but if you need to shame matzah shell,
doesn't say who's baking the matzah. It says who's shimmering the matzah. The Mechas Chinuch wants to know is why is there a hakpodah? Basically, he's asking why doesn't Yisrael Emir al Gabav work when it comes to matzah? By matzah, there's no hakpodah in how to bake the matzah. There's a hakpodah in how to watch the matzah. So why can't anyone watch the matzah?
Once it's kosher, not if you need it by the time it's cut, you got to watch it. So certainly, you watch it. So then,
azeh gufa donim. How do you know that in the first place? How do you know that you need to do that? I need to watch that at shem tam chametz. I don't care who bakes the matzah. So Michas Chinuch writes this famous line: "Vanedrinu le'ayin be'ezras Hashem de'emes kol heichid o oise ma'ise tzarech kavona." Avada, whoever does the act needs to have intention. Dehainu shuhu yishma l'shma. You're watching it l'shma. You're watching it that doesn't come chametz l'shma. Loi mahani kavonas acher sheyamid al gabav l'shmar matzah. So why can't someone else watch it? Says the Minchas Chinuch who gemara arucha chagiga. Lenyin tuma the maksha shas abyechem and amram loved leishima biyad the chaver material to abyechem chazaka eidah the misham and mash biyad chaver. Says the Minchas Chinuch, unbelievable chiddush. Says the Minchas Chinuch, avada the lomdus of matzah is shmira. You can't guard something that's not under your hands. You can't. Technical problem. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you know why God lo emir al gabav doesn't work by matzah? It's because it's impossible. The whole ushmartim, the whole ushma is a shimur l'shem chometz. You can't guard that is not in your control.
So the Russian women are injecting the Kedusha?
So when they are... Not Kedusha according to this. Oh. They're injecting, they're guarding, when them going like this enough, they're guarding that it doesn't turn chometz. Why can't I do that? Because I can't guard that's not in my control. I can't sit in my office watching it and say, oh, I'm making sure. What are you making sure? You don't have any access to the dough. You don't have any access to the flour.
So the
Minchas Chinuch is assuming that you mamish have to have it in your hands. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, that's why Yisrael Oyim Lagab. Avad, there's no mitzvah to bake matzah. The afi is not the mitzvah, the afi is not the chalois shame, whatever you want to call it. It's a pshat, it's a technical problem, says the Minchas Chinuch. You can only guard that is in your control. So if the person who's doing this has no ability to guard it, we're stuck. The Mela says the Minchas Chinuch, that's pshat, why Yisrael Oyim Lagab doesn't work when it comes to matzah.
He's no good with machine matzahs then.
So again, so according to this, you can start to debate. What's a machine? Yeah. Well, you call a machine, again, a person is not under my control. People do what they want, right? Ask your kids, they do what they want all the time, right? But a machine, right? I can push the button, stops. Push the button, starts. Would you call that tachas yodai? I don't know, I'm not sure. What would the Minchas Chinuch say to a machine? Would he say that that's considered under my control because I can stop it anytime I want, and start anytime I want? Right, I'm the bialim over it. Again, my worker does what he wants. He listens to me when he, obviously he wants to get paid.
No, he's saying you created the machine in the first place.
I didn't make the machine. Someone made the machine. Someone in China probably made the machine. I would say that I'm in control. It's tachas yodoy. Maybe.
There's no...
A very pelodic dimion. I can spend the whole day on that. I'm not getting into that, 100%. Very shver dimion that he has to tumma and tara, that gemara over the chagiga. But the nekuda that we want from this Minchas Chinuch is that this svar, it makes things a little better for us. The reason why you can't... Again, this is all assuming that Gadol Emir al-Gabav is all about chimutz. The shima l'shem chimutz that only can come from the one who's touching the dough or involved in the dough. Now, Belina, the next week we'll see how we can use this chinuch to go back and explain the discrepancy in the Mechaber between why the Mechaber talks over here when it comes to Afiyah and Lisha is only a Jew. When it comes to Tzir and Tchina, he seems to be open to anyone doing it. We'll have to be mazed with that chiluk mitzvah next week, and then we'll use one more vote from the Biskarov, and then we'll get into the secondary lumdis of Lishma, which is what the Achrenim talked about in the 19th century. Okay.